This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Have you guys seen this? Okay, this thing scares me. This is not good news to me. So, there's Futurism.com, as well as a bunch of other media outlets, have been reporting that a grocery chain is adding 500 googly-eyed robot assistants to its staff. Now, do you guys know what googly eyes are? I love googly eyes. Googly eyes are, I really do like googly eyes. You know, if you want to be a bad guy, but you want my guard down, just do something with googly eyes, and I think you're kin. Okay, I just love googly eyes. Googly eyes always gives you a place into my heart. But then, you know, unfortunately, you could be, you know, an invader or something. But I like googly eyes. Googly eyes, remember like a Cookie Monster where the eyes are just flipping around all over the place? Googly eyes. And I guess this googly-eyed robot is named Marty. It's tall, looks to me about 8-9 feet tall. It's gray and can autonomously navigate the floor of a grocery store, using cameras and sensors to identify and report hazards such as spills and debris. Clean up aisle 9. Yeah, that was me. I always knock stuff over. You know what's me too? I do not like taking the top fruit. So if I see a really good nectarine or peach, and those are really hard because they bruise a lot, I'll pick one farther down on the pyramid, and then they all fall to the ground. It's kind of funny, to be honest. I find that funny. So it's supposed to come and pick up spills. They say after a successful pilot program this fall, grocery chain Giant Food Stores is now ready to deploy a fleet of Marty robots that are googly-eyed and 500 in number. This is another sign that robots are the future of retail. So, earlier this week, they announced plans to place Marty robot assistants in all 172 of its locations throughout Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia. So, they want to, within 6 months, deploy 500 of them. The rolling out is going to be taking place in waves. To me, I think that's still kind of quickly, but I guess companies are in a mad rush to save money and to improve, you know, workflow and be more streamlined. I get it. So according to Tim Rowland, CEO of Badger Technologies, the company that created Marty, this will be one of the largest, if not largest, rollout of autonomous robots in the grocery retail industry. It's programmed to look for hazards. Other retailers have deployed these autonomous bots to clean floors, track inventory, and assist customers. So I'm going to come up to this googly-eyed robot and ask him how to buy deodorant. Or how to buy, and you want to know what? I'm not going to be embarrassed. Yep. My hormones are changing, and I don't think I'm going to smell too good this summer, so what do you suggest? I don't know how much AI these things have. But they say the robots have a number of obvious benefits over human counterparts because they're consistent. They work without pay. They never need a break or time off. Customers seem to like them, according to Patrick Maturo. Why? Because the googly eyes. See what they did? They purposely did googly eyes. People think it's safe. So they say there's a large majority of people that are very excited to see a robot in the store. They tend to take pictures of it, video of it, and selfies with the robot. It's very cool. Cool for customers, maybe not for retail workers. Now, again, what does every company say? Well, Giant said in a press release, Marty's efforts, quote, free up associates to spend more time serving customers. This is the line we keep getting fed. That these robots are not replacing humans. They're just supposed to allow customers to have, or workers to have more time serving customers. I'm telling you right now, okay? If there's a clinic with 10 doctors, and a clinic is able to use computers or robots to minimize some of the work, and let's say the clinic has 20 nurses, and we are able to have the robot do the blood pressure and a lot of, you know, the other triage things, how long do you think that company is going to go keeping those extra staff people? They'll probably cut those one or two positions. It's going to happen. They say, given all the benefits of these bots, it's hard to imagine a future in which robot assistants like Marty go one step further, freeing associates of their jobs altogether. Yeah, I see that. And so what you have to think about is, are you ready to compete with a robot? Now, whenever we make progress in society, we actually put ourselves back. And this is a theme I've been saying on my show for years. So, for example, we've done amazing work with women being able to, get maternity leave, be able to breastfeed at the office, be able to take time off for their medical visits. Oh, that's wonderful. But the more we have all these rules in place, are we hearing more women are being hired? Are we hearing a staving off of hiring women? Are we hearing older women are getting chosen over younger women? You know? Same thing with, we have done phenomenal jobs with workers' comp, with labor board issues and employees having rights, and Title IX and anti-discrimination policies. And, I mean, we've made such progress. But if an employer has a choice of a robot who's not going to sue, or somebody who could use workers' comp, Title IX, all that other stuff, they're going to probably choose the robot. So, and I'm not saying we step back on progress. I'm not saying to, like, let things slide. No, if there's a problem at work, you go all the way. But there is going to be a point where employers are going to decide, you want to know what? It's a lot less risky having robots. So the less employees, the better. And then you are going to be in a very precarious position of, do I complain? And you see, we just put ourselves back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly Show. Look, I haven't been able to sing for weeks because of this stupid cold. This stupid cold stinks so badly. Cut me some slack, Jack. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, I've been doing some telemedicine. I started doing telemedicine. I love it. I love it. I love it. I didn't even think I would love it. So no, okay, let me break this down. Let me tell you what to do. Okay, first of all, no, I'm not in pajamas. No pajamas. No, that the studio. I do my radio show in pajamas. But no. If I see patients, I'm dressed. No. Okay, so basically, with telemedicine, it's a fantastic company. I work with Amwell, and they are, oh my gosh, they have such an amazing platform, which means if you go on there, look for me, because you'll see me, there's a picture of me, I'm like, hey! Okay, so, yeah, no, it's great, okay, hold on, let me kind of get, you know, my proper mouse here and my posture ready. I need to tell you guys about this because it blows my mind. Okay, so, I decided to, because we've been talking about telemedicine and talking about the wave of the future and computers, and, you know, I figured I would finally get rid of my manual typewriter and my IBM electric typewriter and actually get, you know, a couple computers and laptops, okay? And since I've been giving medical advice on air for, what, a decade now? Because I've been on radio since 2009. I decided to look into what it would be like to give patients medical advice through an internet platform. And so I started doing it, and wow. So patients call, they log in. I don't know what they do on their end, because I get a little notation. First of all, I let the platform know, or I let the internet know, or however this works, that Dr. Dahlia is in the house. Okay, so I guess whoever logs on to this, and I guess you put in your insurance, because many insurance companies pay for telemedicine now, they go on, and then I think it's through Online Care Group. It's called AmWell, A-M-W-E-L-L, America Well. That's what AmWell stands for, America Well. And I guess you go on, you put your insurance, and you put your medical history in there, and you put your pharmacy information, and you put a brief statement of what's going on. You can even take pictures. So, you know, let's say you have a big eye infection. Or, you know, now, understandably so, if you have a genital infection, you're probably not going to put a picture. Nobody asked you to put a picture. But if you want to, I guess you have that ability. And so then, all of a sudden, it says, okay, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you know, we have a patient for you. And, you know, the patient is waiting in your waiting room. Okay, so I fix my hair, fix my bra straps, right? You know, vanaka a little bit. I don't even have to wash my hands, but I do. I wash my hands because it's just a habit. And then I log on and there's the patient. They're like, oh, hi, Dr. Wax. I'm like, hi, Zee. Oh, my God, Zee. Yeah, and you see the kids in the background and the animals. And, you know, sometimes I do this at home. So Shaky Boo, you know, comes on the screen. And Shaky Boo likes to, you know, inspect what's going on. And he's like, you know, what's going on here? I'm like, Shake, what's this? And then, I guess, we talk about what the medical issue is. Some of them need a refill. Some of them need education on something going on. Somebody may be having these symptoms and want to know, you know, what's it, you know, what they should ask their doctor for. But a growing theme I see with these people that are coming in on the telemedicine is they don't have access to their doctor. Now, I don't know how much the telemedicine thing costs, and so I don't know what it costs on your end. Okay, I guess I should probably try, I should probably find out, because I think that, again, it all depends on your insurance and what your insurance covers, etc. And so I don't know if it costs you $20, I don't know if it's free, I don't know if it costs you $50, I don't know. But obviously it's worth it for these people that are coming on because they can't get a hold of their doctor. One person called saying that their doctor doesn't come back till tomorrow, which would have been today. But it takes an average of 3 days for any prescription to be called in. Now, I remember in my medical office, we had to, later on, I would probably say maybe 12, 13 years into my practice, start having that rule where give us a few days for any prescription refill. Because, I mean, if somebody needs medicine, I'm thinking they need it right then and there. But if you have a big practice and your staff is busy with current patients you're seeing that day, and people are calling in, you know, for refills and things like that, you do need a few-day window. And so some patients can't wait those few days. They need their blood pressure medicine now. Now, as a physician, you know, we would tell patients, don't wait till the last minute, okay? I'm always giving you a little extra to buy you some time to get in to see me. And usually what happens is people just fill it and go, oh, crap, I'm out. And I get that. I've done that too. Unfortunately, though, now you're out of your blood pressure medicine or your cholesterol medication or your hormones or your birth control. And so the number one thing is I can't get in to my medical provider right away. The other thing I'm getting is I can't sit and talk to my medical provider and ask these questions, so can I ask you? Now, you know how there's been a lot of criticism of telemedicine where, okay, well, you can't examine the patient, you can't touch the patient, which is a very important key to examining somebody. I love the idea where I could touch and feel because I can, with instinct know, okay, something's not right. This lymph node doesn't feel right. I know you're saying you have a sore throat, but this lymph node feels hard, Rather than this being a throat infection, we could be talking about a cancer. So my feeling you and touching you is so paramount. But I'm learning that there is all this other medicine that needs to be done that basically requires somebody having some one-on-one time with a medical provider. And so when I get to do that, and like I had somebody, he didn't want any prescriptions, nothing like that, just wanted my advice. And I'm like, I think it's this, I think it's this. Now, again, I can't examine you, I can't, you know, look at you, but, I'm only looking at you through the, you know, two-dimensional screen, but based on what you're telling me, I would suggest maybe a neurologist take a look at you, or somebody else take a look at you. I would also recommend you get this blood work done and this test done. And, you know, I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, you did that already for free on your show. Why would anybody go on the telemedicine thing? I don't know. People are on telemedicine. They use the telemedicine. Let them do the telemedicine. I think it's great. But I find how consumers are going to drive where medicine goes. Okay? Now, mind you, a lot of these platforms will not give controlled substances. So if your doctor is not giving you a narcotic, your telemedicine platform most likely won't either. Okay? Remember, telemedicine platforms want to give good care that they could reproduce, that could be consistent, that could be along with the guidelines. And so, you know, once someone tries to abuse it, it ruins the name. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you won't be able to do on telemedicine. Like, you cannot get a pap smear. Okay? Nobody's going to, you know, say they did your pap smear, your prostate check on telemedicine. Sorry. Okay? It just can't happen. I mean, I am sure we could later teach people how to do a self pap smear, but I don't think we're there yet. But I find it really fascinating as a doctor, as a physician. Yeah, as a board-certified physician, thank you. Yeah. And as a radio host. I know. And I'm an author. Don't forget author, a singer, lover, mommy. Yeah, so there's a lot of things I am. Okay, anyway. Hottie. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take hottie. But no. What consumers want, they're going to get. So with medicine, the big thing that you guys are really frustrated with is you don't have time with your doctor or a nurse practitioner or a PA, physician assistant. You don't have time to sit and talk to them. You don't have access. It takes you weeks to get in. And up until a few years ago, it was, all right, that's just the way it's going to be. You guys are screwed. That's just the way it's going to be. Well, now we're finding, no, there's a whole market out there for people saying, to heck with this, I don't want to wait. Now, mind you, once telemedicine platforms get saturated, you are going to have to make appointments and things like that. But there are patients that don't want to undress. They don't want to be around other sick people. You know, if their kid needs, let's say, bite, you know, evaluated or something, and, you know, they don't want to get the flu going into a pediatrician's office. There's a market for this. Now, how accurate do I think these exams are? Well, again, if you're not using telemedicine to get an exam like a pap smear or a breast exam or anything like that, you're not getting that. You're getting an evaluation, you're getting an opinion, and you're getting a treatment, like a bladder infection. You know, we are treating bladder infections on telemedicine. If you can't wait three, four days to see your doctor or medical provider, and that infection starts to go up into the kidney, we're going to stop the pyelonephritis. However, does that urine need to be checked? Do we need to make sure this isn't a vaginal or cervical issue? Yes. So I think it's a good medicine, and it does treat a certain market. 1-877-DOUBTBELLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is showing no signs of letting up on his pleas for a border wall. On Tuesday, President Trump took to Twitter and said, "Without a wall, our country can never have a border or national security." The president said, "With a wall or steel barrier, crime rates and drugs will substantially go down all over the United States." Chris Cabrera is a border agent. He tells Fox News the president is accurate.
And what these barriers do, a fence, a wall, whatever they want to call it today, what that does is it funnels the traffic away from the neighborhoods, away from the communities, and into areas where it's safer for the community, safer for the agents, and safer for the people we're trying to apprehend.
The Los Angeles Unified School District and the Teachers Union have reached an agreement. Teachers will need to vote on the deal before heading back to the classroom. The vote is expected for Tuesday, and if everything goes well, the teachers will be back in the classrooms on Wednesday. The teacher strike lasted 1 week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So two patients in Scotland have died recently because of pigeon poop. Apparently they contracted a fungal infection. And they died at Queen Elizabeth University Hospital in Glasgow. Now, one patient's cause of death is undetermined, and the other died of an unrelated issue, but officials have put infection control measures in place, and vulnerable patients are receiving preventative medication. Apparently, this pigeon poop can contain a fungus called Cryptococcus. Now, they think the source of infection was found in an area that they've now had to close to the public. And so I'm wondering if maybe some patients were out there feeding the pigeons. I don't know. But the infection is identified as Cryptococcus, It primarily infects immunosuppressed individuals. No, caucus isn't because of the caca, the poo-poo. Caucus, whenever you see caucus, C-O-C, yeah, like a, not like a political caucus, although honestly a lot of these caucuses are caca too. So maybe you're right in that respect. But caucus, C-O-C-C-U-S, is from cocci. And cocci, C-O-C-C-I, are round, pathogens. So you can have cocci in, bacteria, like streptococci, right? And so, like streptococcus. Okay. I think I got a cocci going on right now with this cold. Lord have mercy. But anyway, here's the problem, guys. Cryptococcus is fungal. So even though it has caca, the caucus in there, like it's round bacteria, it's round, but it's a fungus. So it's not a caucus bacteria like Staphylococcus. Okay? Are we all good with that? I know, I'm teaching you something. Yeah, you're confused? Yeah, I'm confused too. So the infection identified as cryptococcus primarily affects immunosuppressed individuals and is transmitted through exposure to contaminated soil or bird droppings. Now, this comes from the National Center for Biotech Information. Now, symptoms include fever, headache, neck stiffness, malaise, photophobia, nausea, vomiting. You could go into a coma and die. Now, some of you are probably like, well, I feed pigeons all the time. Why are you feeding the pigeons? Just because Bert on Ernie and Bert was a fan of the pigeons doesn't necessarily mean that's cool. You don't have to sit there and feed the pigeons. But I get it. I've fed pigeons before. But here's the thing. It's immunosuppressed or immunocompromised people. So if you're healthy, you could probably touch and clean off the pigeon poop from your car and be fine. But if you're not, or if it's the wrong place at the wrong time, you could get sick. So, of course, the hospital spoke out, says our thoughts are with the families at this distressing time. Due to patient confidentiality, we cannot share details of the two cases. The organism is harmless to the vast majority of people and rarely causes disease in humans. Now, we're being told that one of the individuals was a child. They say a child died in December and was the second patient confirmed to have contracted it. It was a child. His post-mortem examination revealed that cryptococcus was present. The other fatality we're being told was an elderly patient who had been discharged for palliative care. So the patient had contracted the illness prior to death. We don't know if that was the reason they died. If it was palliative care, did they have a heart condition? Did they have cancer? But, you know, you lost a child now. So a child is identified as the second case. Now, I remember years ago, I wrote a piece on a woman who got meningitis, the same cryptococcus fungus, into her cerebral spinal fluid, which is why there's that fever, photophobia, inability to look at lights, malaise, nausea, vomiting, neck stiffness. People are dying because this cryptococcus can get into the cerebral spinal fluid, infect the brain, and cause meningitis. Well, a 48-year-old California woman a couple years back acquired this and lived. And her doctor, Dr. Brian Shapiro, who published this study in British Medical Journal, said she contracted the cryptococcus neoformans from her 3 to 6 joint a day smoking habit. She got this from smoking pot. Now, what happened is she was fatigued, she was dizzy, started to be combative, and started to assault a coworker. So she was taken to Cedars of Sinai Medical Center in L.A. They tested the cerebral spinal fluid, and that's where they found the fungus. So she was successfully treated, which blows my mind because a fungal meningitis can be deadly. But apparently, the doctor investigated, I think this happened about a year, year and a half ago, investigated the dispensary from which she got the marijuana in Bakersfield. 9 samples at that dispensary had subsequently tested positives for the fungus. So marijuana leaves can be contaminated with pesticides, chemicals, mold, etc. So for some of you that listen to this going, okay, you know what? I'm not going to be touching the pigeons, so I'm good. I don't really play in soil, so I'm fine. If you smoke pot, that could be a problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. more blood pressure medications are being recalled. All right. So, as you guys know, this summer, there was a company, a manufacturer company in China, that was making generic medications. That was manufacturing generic medications, which we need done. These companies are allowed to do that. That a European watchdog had found in some of the medication that there was a trace element of NDMA or NDEA, depending on what they sampled, that is a carcinogen in animals, but not technically in humans. This facility, my guess, which we discussed last summer, possibly is using very similar manufacturing techniques as other facilities, not in China, whether it's in America, wherever. And so we predicted that when they found that they had to recall a certain batch of this blood pressure medication class, that we're probably going to see other blood pressure medications in that class or maybe other medications. And so what you're now noticing is every few weeks we have a whole new batch being recalled. So Princeton Pharmaceutical Inc. has issued a recall for one lot of irbesartan and seven lots of irbesartan hydrochlorothiazide tablets, which are used to treat high blood pressure and treat heart failure. So a lot of these medications that, like valsartan, which is Diovan, losartan, which is Hyzaar, I believe irbesartan, I have to double check. I think that's Avapro. I have to double check. The brand names are not affected, though. The brand names are fine. The ones that are FDA approved and made in the United States, we're looking at, though, these generic medications. And irbesartan is a generic medication. And apparently the company, and good for them for being on top of it, said the affected lots were the only ones found to have higher levels of NDEA, the nitroso diethylamine, that the FDA has approved for acceptable daily intake, or it has more than what the FDA has approved. So according to the news release on the FDA's website, NDEA occurs naturally in certain foods, water, pollution, industrial processes, and has been classified as a probable human carcinogen. So even though we can't say for sure it's going to cause cancer in you or me, it has been shown to cause tumors, think lung, kidney, in rats, and so we don't want to mess around. Now, the company has not received any reports, and let me emphasize, no patient has thus far come forward saying they got cancer from their blood pressure medication, so I don't want anybody to panic about that. But because these watchdogs are very, very judicious at finding, well, there could be a little bit more of this in here, a little bit more of this in here, to play it safe, the companies are doing the recall. It freaks people out, and I think it's something that should be done. But my problem with this is every few weeks, I mean, we're probably talking about a hell of a lot more medications out there. You know, these medicines have been distributed nationwide. You have multiple facilities making them. If there's some process everybody's using, then expect more. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. How many of you guys saw Argo with Ben Affleck? Fantastic movie. I was on the edge of my seat. I thought Argo was fantastic. I think Ben Affleck is a good actor. I mean, not my favorite Batman, to be honest. I think George Clooney was my favorite Batman. I know. But I think Ben Affleck did a pretty good job. Well, the gentleman he was playing in Argo, the ex-CIA officer, Antonio Mendez, has died. The ex-CIA officer who has been credited for rescuing those six U.S. diplomats from Iran back in 1980 apparently has passed at the age of 78 from complications of Parkinson's. He went by Tony. So Tony Mendez had joined the CIA back in 1965. Apparently, he became a master of disguises, forgeries, rescues, and so they used him. He was a master at being able to, you know, help the CIA do a lot of what they needed to do. And then, as you guys remember, in the late 70s, there was the Iranian Revolution. And in 1978, at the end of 78, protesters had stormed the U.S. Embassy that was holding 66 embassy staffers, and so they held them hostage. Six were able to escape to two Canadian diplomats, the homes of two Canadian diplomats. I know in the movie it only showed the one, the guy from Titanic. That guy from Titanic, I really like that actor. I don't know who he is. But, yeah, he's the one that built the ship of Titanic, and then he's also the one that, you know, housed, you know, the people in Argo. Anyway, I like the guy. Anyway, they couldn't leave the country. And now it put the Canadian diplomats at risk. And so Mendez, clock was ticking. So he was able to disguise them as a Canadian film crew and smuggle them out. And then when President Ronald Reagan, I think this happened in 1979. He got them out in 1980. And then after 444 days, the hostages were released on President Ronald Reagan's inauguration. So that was in 81. So Mendez was with the CIA until 1990. Then he wrote memoirs of his experiences, and he wrote and co-authored some books. I want to read them. This guy was just so gifted. But apparently he was diagnosed with Parkinson's 10 years ago. And a statement from his agent and his family reported that he passed having lived in an assisted living facility in Maryland. This is early this morning. Tony Mendez finally succumbed to Parkinson's that he had been diagnosed with 10-plus years ago. He was surrounded with love from his family, will be sorely missed. Excuse me, the statement read, the last thing he and his wife, Jonna Mendez, did was get their new book to the publisher, and he died feeling he had completed writing the stories that he had want to be told. Ben Affleck had tweeted, Tony Mendez is a true American hero. He was a man of extraordinary grace, decency, humility, and kindness. He never sought the spotlight for his actions. He merely sought to serve his country. I am so proud to have worked for him and to have told one of his stories. R.I.P. Tony Mendez. So then this brings the question, what is Parkinson's? And why is it this deadly? I mean, especially in this day and age. So you had some, now, true, 78, it's a good life, but still considered young, and men are living till their 90s. Somebody like, you know, Tony, you would think would have lived longer. So why did Parkinson's cause him to succumb? So Parkinson's, as you guys know, is a very, very common neurodegenerative disorder. It comes number two. Next to Alzheimer's. So Alzheimer's is the most common, then comes Parkinson's. And it is the most common movement disorder. Alzheimer's more affects your memory and cognitive function. Parkinson's affects the way you move, the way you can walk, etc. And they say 1% of the world's population over 60 years old has it. And in the U.S., 60,000 new cases are diagnosed each year, maybe even more, since this has been written. It affects several areas of the brain, primarily the substantia nigra. Now, the substantia nigra helps affect balance, produces dopamine, and so substantia nigra involvement can be pretty detrimental. Now, Parkinson's comes from James Parkinson. James Parkinson got this degree, this disease named after him, because he described it back in 1817 as a shaking palsy. So somebody may have Parkinson's if they have a shake, a tremor. And the tremor looks like they're rolling a pill. Or it looks like they're moving their hand or like they're shaking a, what do you shake before you, not shaking up and down, but you swish it back and forth. It's that sort of a movement, a back and forth tremor. Also, people with Parkinson's get very stiff. They get very rigid. They have poor balance, obviously, because they're so stiff and rigid. They move slow. They sometimes can't move. And they'll shuffle their steps and walk pretty shuffled and cautiously because they don't want to fall. And another thing, another early sign of Parkinson's is they could do straight face really well. So you'll have a family member that cracks a joke, but his face is straight and he doesn't smile when he does it. And he's hilarious. And you go, gosh, you know, Grandpa, I don't remember you being that funny. He could be getting Parkinson's. You know how, you know, dad jokes. We need to talk about dad jokes. Yeah, dad jokes are a problem. Okay, I don't understand. Dad jokes, they just aren't funny. I don't get that. Dad jokes just don't make sense. And it's funny because my friends, you know, who are older, in between the dad-grandpa age, when they make a joke, it's like, okay, you know what, just stop, it's not even funny. Now, mommies just don't crack a smile, joke, whatever. Even though I think we mommies are pretty funny. I'm funny. But as a mommy, I'm not very, I'm not, you know, the norm. Okay, I, you know, mommies are supposed to be like, quit laughing and do your chores. Okay, that's how mommies are supposed to be. You know, when dads make these jokes and they kind of suck, we really need to teach them how to do better jokes. I think what it is they do the same joke over and over again, but also daddies make a face. You know, my dad, I love my dad. He wasn't very demonstrative, you know, especially he didn't really make a lot of facial expressions, but when he made a joke, he would be like, you know, doing this dopey look like, you know, like helping the delivery. I go, Dad, not only was the joke stupid, but the delivery, and I couldn't say it to my dad because I was scared of my dad, but you know, I would, you know, do, that was funny. But you know, you do a weird dopey look. People with Parkinson's won't, and that makes it funnier. When you're not trying to be funny, that's when you're the funniest. So with Parkinson's, you can also get depression, anxiety, memory loss, constipation, decreased ability to smell, difficulty swallowing, which is why many of them end up in assisted living facilities because they can't swallow. Many may have erectile dysfunction. They could get pneumonia. Why? Well, you're not moving a lot. You're not taking big, deep breaths. You're not exercising. You're not spewing out stuff that could land into your lungs so it has time to fester. Because you have low balance, a bad balance, you could fall, fracture yourself, have hallucinations, delusions, dementia. And so who gets Parkinson's? Well, we don't know. You know, it could be genes. Maybe there's some environmental issue. We don't know. What we do know is people who smoke seem to be less likely to get Parkinson's. Not that we want you to start smoking by any means. Some people can't get Parkinson's before the age of 50. Michael J. Fox, I think, got it in his 20s or 30s. So there is juvenile onset Parkinson's before the age of 20. There's early onset before the age of 50. Men seem to be more at risk. They think maybe some herbicides and pesticides. So luckily we have levodopa, carbidopa, carbidopa, dopamine agonists. But a lot of people have had Parkinson's. And unfortunately, Tony joins them. May he rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.